Well, this morning, I have a sermon that the Lord gave me, and I said, this is going to be fun. It's called the Shouting Ministry.
It's time for another Holy Ghost-inspired message from God's Word, recorded live at Living Water Church in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Now, here's Pastor Jerry.
Father, good morning. We love to worship you. We love to be in your presence, singing praises unto you. And Lord, so again, I thank you for being able to be here today and to be able to get into your word and to worship you. We thank you for that, Lord. And now I'm going to ask that as we dig into this, that you would open up our hearts and that you would change the way that we see things today. Thank you for your word and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So I have a question as we start out this morning's message. And here it is. How many shouters do we have in the building today? You're all looking at me like, what, me? How many people you find yourself you like to yell? Come on. Oh, we got one or two that are willing to say, yeah, that's me. Huh? It depends on what it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so like if you're trying to get somebody's attention, how many yellers do we have in the building? If you're mad, how many yellers, shouters do we have in the building? Oh, wow. Wow. My goodness. All right. If you're happy, how many shouters do we have in the building? All right, and Paula said she did a little, a Snoopy dance? All right, did you shout when you did that? All right, awesome. How many of you like to shout in the shower? One person, okay. All right, I told you this was going to be fun today. How many of you just in general like to shout? Wow. All right. You know, some families grow up real quiet-like, and other families grow up, like, real loud-like. How many of you grew up in loud families? A couple of you, all right. How many of you just grown to be shouters? Huh? Like, I'm trying to get your attention. Well, this morning, I have a sermon that the Lord gave me, and I said, this is going to be fun. It's called the Shouting Ministry. Now, don't try to justify shouting when you're mad and say, Pastor said it's okay to shout now when I'm mad. But it's an interesting title because as we look through these scriptures that we're going to be studying here this morning, there are some interesting things that have to do with this shouting business. So I've got several scriptures here, and Rick will put them up on the screen. Psalm chapter 5, verse 11. We're going to be in the book of Psalms here for a little bit. So get ready, turn over to the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 5. David, when he was writing these Psalms, I know that there was times when he was sad, and then there was times when he was happy. And here in this particular psalm, chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, right? But let all that put their trust in thee rejoice, let them ever shout for joy. Now, if I was preaching this in a church other than here, and listen, I remember when I was on the evangelistic field going into some churches. If there was any fire of the Holy Ghost, there'd be enough wet blankets to put it out in the church. Because there's some folks that say, we are dignified. When we come into the house of God, we must fold our hands and be quiet. Let me ask you folks, what does this say? Did you wake up? You better blame it on Brother Rick because he prayed for my voice to come back today. And I think it's working, brother. What does this say? Let them ever do what? Shout for joy. And some folks say, wait a minute, it's just one scripture in the Bible. We can't base everything on one scripture. Okay, fine. Psalm 32, jump over to Psalm 32. Psalm 32, and we're just going to jump through all these because I want you to see that out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, something is established. And again, here in God's Word, Psalm 32, verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Now we've got two scriptures. But we're not done yet in the book of Psalm. Turn over to chapter 35, just a few pages over. Chapter 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all the day long. Are you getting a recurring message, Bill? Let them do what, Pat?
Shout.
What?
Shout.
What?
Shout.
Act like you mean it. Shout. Okay? I know you can shout louder than that. Let them shout for joy. Turn over again, 10 chapters over. Psalm chapter 47, verse 1. Now we're going to add something to this. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. How many of you are victors in Christ? Or are you just some poor little Christian that's under the devil's persecution? Let them shout for joy. Time we get done with this service, I'm hoping to have you all shouting. Let them do what, folks? Clap your hands, all ye people. Come on now. Clap your hands. Let me hear a shout of praise in the house. Thank you. For all of you that think the church should be quiet, this is what the scriptures teach us to do. And giving God a shout of praise for all that he has done. Now, I know that that blows a lot of people's minds. Whoa, that's just really different for me. I'm only used to doing that when I'm mad. Wow. A couple more chapters over, Psalm 132. 132 in the Psalms. And again, look at verse 9 here. Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and thy saints
shout.
Let thy saints
shout.
Hallelujah. Verse 16. I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall
shout
aloud for joy. Here's the thing, folks. I believe that God has given us the voices that we have to do just this. And to use them more for the things that God has given us a voice for than the things that we actually use our voices for. Can I say that again? How much of our voice that God has given us, do we use to shout for praise to him? Or are we using it more to complain? Are we using it more because we're mad? Are we using it more because we want to gossip about what someone else is doing? I'm going to guarantee you, if you begin to use your voice more to give God praise, things are going to change in your life. It really will. We have got to give God praise. I think this is an element that the church has left out for the most part. And where have we gotten to? This dignified little church. I'm a big words guy. So when I look at words, I like to see the meanings of these things. And some people might say, well, you know, that word meant something different back then when David wrote it. Well, I looked it up, okay? There's actually three different words, and I'm not going to tell you the Hebrew words there, but they have, here's the meanings. I'm going to put them all together, okay? Word number one of all these scriptures that we read here, to shout to the Lord. Here it is. You ready? Screech exultingly. Screech. Sometimes when we shout, we may sound a little screechy. But God loves it when we shout to Him. When we use these vocal cords to actually shout to Him, screech. How many screechers do we have in here? Huh? A couple. Here's what the word means. Another one of these words, and they kind of all go together. And I like this word because I'm a words guy. Ready? Emit a stridulous sound. What? You guys are looking at me like you don't know what that means. So next time that you're upset with somebody, say, I'm emitting a stridulous sound. What does that mean? You better hope you understand what this means. Okay, ready? It means, listen to this, a harsh shrill. So far, David is saying, God wants us to screech exultingly and emit a harsh shrill, loud sounding sound. He loves it when it is directed towards praise to Him. It makes no difference what you sound like when you are shouting unto the Lord. Because He loves it. He gives us this word here. It means rejoicing loudly, joyously, and triumphantly. The last one is splitting the ears with a sound of joy. How often do we do this to God? Now I want you to think about that. How often do we do this to God? Not nearly enough. Now, I have done this over the years, but I usually do it when no one's around. Because they'll think I'm nuts. But you probably already do, right, Lisa? Brandon, I see your hand back there. Yeah. This is God's Word. And He's expecting us to do it. I'm telling you, He wants His people to shout to Him and give Him praise. You know, when I learned this many years ago, I think, about 20 years old. And I had decided that I was going to build a little addition onto the back of the house that we were living in, Bill. Bill, what are you laughing at? Yeah? I've gotten better over the years. But you ought to have seen this addition that I built onto the back. You wouldn't have been proud of me, I'm telling you that. But one day as I was... Now this was... I don't know if it was before power tools. This goes back a long ways here, 40 years ago. Okay? But we didn't have power tools and screws and stuff, you know, just, or, you know, ding, and the nail went in and put everything together. You had to do it how? And I was building that thing, and man, I had this hammer, and I was thinking, man, I am good. And I grabbed that nail, bang, and I mean, I hit my thumb like you wouldn't believe. How many shouters would we have in the building now? Okay?
Can you repeat it?
Now, God has always watched over me tremendously with my tongue. He really has. Because God says that that tongue is to be used to give me glory and to preach my word and to teach my word. And so when I did that, I wanted to shout. And I went, "Oh!" And at that moment, I heard the Spirit of God say to me, "Give me praise." And I went, "Thank you, Jesus!" And that was a valuable lesson to me because over the years of my contracting skills, I have learned to give God praise in every situation, and there's been a lot of them, John. When you hit yourself or whatever, or you stick a staple in you or whatever, thank you, Jesus! Sometimes it's a little screechy. But I guarantee you that the Lord is happy with that. Other than what else you could say. Use your vocal cords to give Him praise in every situation, folks. In every situation. When things do not look good for you, go somewhere and get along with God and start shouting your praises to Him. Because there's victory in that. Pastor, you are crazy. And you're expecting me to be crazy. Absolutely I am. If you want to follow the Word of God, do what God's Word says. It works. It works. I know it works. God apparently loves us to do this. Can you shout, Kath?
I can.
Can you shout?
You believe it.
Todd, can you shout?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
Sheila, can you shout? Amen. Marty, can you shout? Just a little bit. Ask D, he can shout. Bill, can you shout? Yes, sir. I think I might have shared a little bit with Bill. This was years ago, Bill, I'm going to pick on you, okay? That flooring that you see out there in the foyer that says Living Water on it, that was extremely difficult to do, but Brother Bill said to me, "I can do that." I said, "Well, let's do it then." And he was out there, and I heard a lot of shouting going on outside when he was working on that. Just get to the really end of that little piece and cutting and snapping, and I would hear, "Ah!" But we want to give God. He loves this, folks. He loves it. How do I know that? He wants to use these vocal cords for Him. Here's the question. Why? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of this? Are there any scriptures to back this up that God loves the shout? Does it actually do anything for us? Go back to the book of Joshua. I'm in a great excited mood. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the walls came a-tumbling down. There's more to it, but I can't remember it. What? That's Joshua, chapter 6. Now we all know, how many of you know something about this little Jericho story, right? Is there anybody in here that doesn't know anything about the Jericho story and the walls coming down? All right, so we'll pick it up here in verse 12 now. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rear ward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned to the camp. And so they did this for 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early in the dawning of the day and compassed the city and did the same manner 7 times. Only that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Joshua said unto the people, is that it? Joshua said unto the people,
shout!
That's much better. For the Lord has given you this city. Hallelujah. Verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went into the city, every man straight before him, and they took that city. How did the city fall? By the shouting of the people. What kind of a shout was it? Just a little tiny shout? When Joshua gave the command, he said, I want you to shout until you have no voice left. Anybody ever been there where you have shouted that much that you have no voice left? And most of you, I'm hoping it's not why you were mad at somebody. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt that it was at a ball game and you were just screaming, right? But when was the last time that you did that when you had a problem and you went before the Lord and shouted the praises of God? Those walls fell down when they shouted with a great shout. And I think that it's okay for us to do that. When you've got an issue and you're in your prayer closet, spend that time before God and get up and start shouting the victory before the Lord. He'll give it to you. Instead of boo-hooing around. Shout to the Lord with the voice of what? Triumph, the scriptures say. I believe that if we'll come into the presence of God in the enemy situation that is coming against us and begin to shout the praises of God, that those walls are going to fall down. They're going to come down in the presence of God because God loves the shout. He loves it. You know, there's scriptures that point to that God Himself loves this. And God Himself does this. Psalm 47. Jump over back into Psalm 47 again. Psalm 47. Get over there. All right. Verses 5 through 9. God is gone up with a
shout.
Who has gone up with a shout? God has gone up with a shout. This shows us that God Himself is doing what? He's shouting. Listen to this. He's gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to the King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the heathen. God sits upon the throne of holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. You know, Sister D gets up and she says, let's worship the Lord. I would love it if we heard a shout of praise in the house. Well, we're not fanatical like that, Pastor. Why not? Give him a shout of praise. God loves it. I can't say that enough, and the Lord has planted that upon my heart. God loves it. How many of you remember here back in Thessalonians? Jump over there with me. And this is the only New Testament scripture I'm going to go to today. 1 Thessalonians. There's something really important here in chapter 4. This is really important, I think, once you hear it. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with what, Kath? Hallelujah. Somebody do a Snoopy dance. You should have never said that, Paula. Okay? She's getting a little red over there, all right? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He is coming down with a shout. And he's looking for those with the shouting ministry and giving him praise. Now, I am not saying that we ought to walk around and Pastor Aaron says to me, how you doing, Pastor? I'm doing great. That's weird, okay? We don't do that. But when we get into the presence of God with other saints giving God praise, there ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. When you get into the time with God alone, shout to the Lord. Give him praise. Well, I don't want anybody to think I'm weird. Who cares? Doors, really, who cares? Who are we here to please? God, and giving God the shout of praise. Hallelujah. Where do I go from here? I don't know. Okay, here we go. God is all about shouting, Marty. He really is. So it's a good thing, especially if we were shouters, we can channel that back into shouting unto God. And giving him praise. Out where Dee and Marty live, plenty of room to shout out there.
Amen.
But shouting and it's giving God praise is exciting. I love it. You know, even the scriptures talk about God himself shouts. And the scriptures talk about that his creation shouts as well. And this was, like I said, this was an exciting, it was fun getting into this. And Psalm chapter 65, jumping back over there, I should have had you hold your finger in there again. Psalm 65. In Psalm 65, this is interesting. 11. Verse 11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths draw fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness as the little hills rejoice on every side. What are the hills doing, folks? The hills are rejoicing. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with corn. They
shout.
Who is he talking about is shouting here? The pastures, the fields of corn. They are making a shout unto God in praise. They know who their Creator is. The trees know who their Creator is. The fields. Next time, Marty, you look out on that field across from you. It's giving God praise. And you can go outside and say, I hear you. I'm going to join with you. Hallelujah! It's okay. Let her rip. Let her rip. Especially this time of year. Give a praise shout to God for what He has done. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, that baby that came into the manger for you and I. Is that something to give a shout of praise about? Hallelujah. He is the one that has redeemed us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Job chapter 19. Jump back with me as I begin to close this thing out, because I've been a shouting and my voice is starting to go. But it's okay. All right, the book of Job. Hallelujah. As soon as I get over there to it. Job chapter 19. Now, a lot of times we miss some of the things in Job because we just think these are guys that are saying things and they're spouting off their own religion, they're spouting out their own things. But there are many things that are within the book of Job that are really important, and this is one of them. Job chapter 19 in verse 25 is where I want to start. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes will behold him, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. So what was he saying? Though this is happening, and we are slowly decaying in our bodies... Somebody say amen, huh?
Amen.
Yeah. You haven't got there yet, okay? My Redeemer lives.
Yeah.
Is that something to shout about?
Yeah. Amen.
Sister Joyce, is that something to shout about?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Redeemer lives. He came to this earth as a baby, as was prophesied. Zechariah chapter 9. This is one of them little books there right before the New Testament. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. The prophet said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout! Some of you may have missed that when you're looking at these scriptures. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto you. He is just, having salvation, lowly, riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Who was he talking about? Jesus, coming into this world. And he told them to shout and be joyous about what has taken place. Can you and I shout today? Can we do it, Patty? Huh? Some of us, even if your voice is just about gone, you can shout. And God hears it just as loud as can be. But those of us that still have our voices left, shout, Diane. Shout. Shout, Rick.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves the shout. And I believe that our Redeemer liveth. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Our Redeemer lives, Marty. Judy, our Redeemer lives. Lance, our Redeemer lives. I was thinking about when the ladies went to the tomb. Now, I'm thinking about this because Rick asked me a trick question this morning. He said, who was the first one to carry the gospel? And I'm thinking, well, you know, it was those two ladies went to the tomb and Jesus wasn't there. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen. And they ran back. Do you suppose, Lisa, that they just ran back to the guys and said, excuse me. Pardon me. Can I say something? They were excited. And they probably knocked the door down where those disciples were at and said, he is risen! Of course, old Peter said, you're right. But they were excited. I bet they were. And so that's why my answer to Rick was one of those two ladies. He said, wrong. Who was it? Why do all the women know this? Marty and I are still scratching our heads. You got Mary?
I got to run off the land.
Okay, I'm quitting now. All right. All right, Marty, I'll meet you in my office after. I believe this Christmas season should be more shouting than ever before.
Amen.
Of what the Lord has done and the Redeemer that we have. Do you have a shouting ministry? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas, Lisa.
Merry Christmas,
Pastor. Hallelujah. Well, I think we ought to pray now, right? Amen. Lord, thanks for this enjoyable message, Lord. And help us really to pick up this ministry of shouting and giving you praise through it. And Lord, I just thank you for that and help us to use what we have been given for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Praise God.
We thank you for listening to today's message and pray that the Holy Spirit touched your heart. If you would like to support this ministry, please send your donation to Living Water Church, 1000 Hall Valley Drive, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330. Living Water Church is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your gifts are tax deductible.